This is Dr. Liang. The Ding patient last name is the Ding patient last name is Alexander. Alexander. First name is Cage. C A C H E. Date of visit is April 23, 2024. Next paragraph, patient. I'm sorry. The patient tells me that she was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, patient tells me that in 2017, Taiwan patient was involved in a motor vehicle accident while deployment in Africa. First up, patient tells me that the motor vehicle accident resulted her head to hit the metal frame inside a vehicle. First up, this is after her helmet fell off and hit the head onto the metal frame. She hit the head, and she had severe head pain. Patient tells me that she did not lose consciousness. However, patient was confused and disoriented after the injury. Patient tells me that although she did not lose consciousness, however, patient was confused and severe headache for the rest of the day. In 2021, Kama Wash patient was stationed in Korea. Kama patient was walking. Kama, she dropped a wallet and she tried to pick it up. Kama, as she stands up, Kama, she hit the right side of her head. As she was picking up her wallet, Kama, she hit the right side of her head against the guard rail. It hit the right eye. She was bleeding from the right eyelid. Patient did not lose consciousness. However, the injury caused her to have slurred speech. Patient was confused and disoriented. Patient wasn't speaking right. It lasted the whole day. She did not lose consciousness. Next paragraph. Since the event, the Kama patient has significant headache. Patient is confused. Patient has a severe headache. Patient sensitivity to light and sound. Patient becomes easily irritated and agitated. Patient was slurred at times. Her speech is slurred. Next, patient was given Tylenol for the headaches. Patient was given quarters to rest to avoid the headaches. Her headaches are significant. Patient also have a memory deficit. She would forget things easily. Next paragraph. Patient is currently working as in full as a active duty for security forces for the Air Force. Patient tells me that she has significant difficulty to focus at work. Patient cannot stare at the computer for a long period of time. Patient get confused and disoriented. Patient has significant difficulty to focus and concentrate. Patient has also significant sound and light irritability. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. This marks the end of dictation. Next patient. Next patient. Last name is Ruth. First name is Brandon. B-R-A-N-D-O-N. Date of visit is April 23, 2024. Next paragraph. Patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. It was in January 2022. Patient was snowboarding. Patient got into a snowboarding accident. Patient tells me that he fell down and his head hit on some hard packed snow. A patient was wearing helmet. However, patient still become unconsciousness. Patient, as a matter of fact, did not regain. Patient became complete loss of consciousness for a few minutes. However, afterwards, a patient had complete amnesia. He does not remember what happened for the next 24 hours. Everything was told by her. Everything was told by the wife. Patient was did not remember what happened. Patient become awake, but then he does not know what happened for the next 24 hours. Patient was confused and disoriented. When he woke up, he had severe head pain. Next paragraph. Since the event, the patient become very easily irritable. Patient gets spaced out. Patient has significant difficulty to concentrate. Patient cannot find words. Patient act like other people with a traumatic brain injury, according to patient. Patient get angered issue easily. Patient has a depression. Patient has personality changes. Patient has constant headaches. Patient has difficulty sleeping. Patient feel overwhelmed easily. Patient tells me that he have hyper arousability. Patient currently working for the Air Force. Patient used to be a pilot. However, he has significant difficulty concentrating, focus because of the headaches. Patient is not able to perform as a pilot anymore. Patient's difficulty to significant difficulty with irritability. First time patients becomes very easily angry at work. First time patients get depressed. First time patients what finding difficulties. First time that is preventing him from continuing to work as a pilot. First time benchmarks of the unification.